This is part two of the interview with Chad Goldwasser.
Do you have a goal of how many calls you're trying to make per day or per week?
Yes, my goal is 4 days a week for prospecting, 2 hours per day.
8 hours a week?
Yep.
And if you were to call for 4 days in the week and 2 hours a day, 8 hours total, how many calls would you be able to make? How many leads would you generate? What kind of business should you expect out of that effort?
In a two-hour block, I can make between 100 and 150 calls. Usually I'll get about anywhere from 30 to 50 contacts. Usually generates me about 3 to 5 leads per session. Some days are better than others.
Chad, let's talk about your system. Once you generate these leads, how are you following up with them? I assume you're tracking them somehow. Do they go into some type of database?
They go into a database. We use a system called Agent Achieve. So they're entered into that system, and there's a follow-up plan that we utilize. I also utilize seller information and buyer information sheets, which are basically lead sheets. And I'll take down all the information that I can about those people on the lead sheets. And once I've taken down that information on those lead sheets, I put them in a binder, and I go through that binder pretty much every day and look at who I need to call, who's in process, who's listed, and just make sure that I'm making all those follow-up calls, those lead follow-up calls. That's the key. I mean, you can create leads all day long, but if you don't know how to follow up with them, they're worthless.
You're using a manual system. Do you somehow indicate to yourself if they're hot or cold? Do you have a quality system?
Yep, there's an A, B, and C lead system, basically, where an A is anyone that's going to list or buy within 30 days. A B is anything from 30 to 90 days out, and C lead is anything 90 days or more out.
Do you put them in your book in that order, A, B, and C? How do you organize your binder?
I don't organize it in that manner. I just put all of my leads in there, and I just go through them every single day, just literally going through every lead just real quickly and either calling that lead or making note of where I'm at with that lead.
And you keep all your notes on that lead in there in that binder. You write them down with a pen.
Exactly.
You have a daily process that you review and call. Do you have hours set aside during the day that you're going to do that?
Hours set aside for lead follow-up? Absolutely.
How much time do you set aside each day for that?
Usually an hour.
Do you try to do that in the morning or the afternoon?
In the morning. Usually it's one of the first things that I'll do.
Once a lead becomes more than a lead and they're ready to move forward, you're setting the listing appointment.
Yes.
Do you schedule it for a certain amount of time?
Usually my listing appointments take an hour to an hour and a half.
And are you doing a one-step or a two-step? Are you trying to list the property when you go out there, or are you going to plan on going back?
I'm usually going to list the property when I go out. I have a very specific system that I utilize to list properties, and so my goal is when I go through that interview, when I create that seller information sheet, there's going to be a lot of information that I'm going to get from them, and I'm going to go through that and make sure that I have, you know, I know, are they ready to list today? One of the questions that we ask, are you ready to list your home immediately? And if not, when? So I'll have a pretty good idea if they're going to be ready to go once I go out there.
What other types of questions do you want to ask before you go out?
Well, I have a whole lead sheet, but basically I'll ask, obviously, address information, phone numbers, names. If they're the only person on the title to the property, why are they selling? Where are they planning to move to? If they need an agent there, are they ready to list the home immediately? If no, when will they be ready? How long have they owned the home? How much did they pay for it? All of the information about the property, including bedrooms, baths, living areas, type of garage, square footage, the builder, the special features of the home. I ask them what sold them on the home, which is good because the same thing that sold them on the home will sell someone else on the home, most likely. I ask them to describe the location within their subdivision. Are they on a cul-de-sac? Do they back to a green belt? Are they on a busy road? Do they back to a busy road? If they've done any updating to the home since they bought it, I ask them what homes like theirs have been selling for in their neighborhood, if they just trying to get a gauge of if they're watching the market, you know. I ask them what is an acceptable selling price for them, what they owe on the property, have they ever sold a home before, how they heard about us, and what are the top three things that they'll be looking for from me as their agent. And then the last question I ask is, have they or are they going to talk with any other agents?
If they answer affirmative that they're going to talk to other agents, do you try to be the first agent or the last?
It doesn't matter a whole lot to me. I would rather be last rather than first, because then I, you know, as long as everything goes well, I know that I can get the listing at that point.
Do you ask for the specific names of the agents that you're going to use some kind of comparison when you go in?
Absolutely. And probably about 75% of the people will respond and give me the names of the agents that they're interviewing.
Do you send a pre-listing package before you go on your listing presentation?
I do. I send out an email version of it, and my goal with everyone is to get into their hands a hard copy of that home seller's guide and that pre-listing appointment guide in their hands, and I let them know that it's very important that they go through that and read that prior to me meeting with them, because I think it shows our professionalism, plus it makes the appointment go that much better. Usually once they look at that, they get very sold on our system.
That initial phone conversation, you're asking a lot of questions. How long does that typically take?
Anywhere from probably 10 to 20 minutes.
Now, you said your listing presentation, you have a specific system or process. Would you mind disclosing what you're trying to do in that system?
When I was training one of my buyer's agents to become a listing agent, we went on an appointment together, and we walked up to the front door. I was going to let her do the entire appointment. She knocked on the door. The door opened. We walked in and shook hands with the sellers, and I was expecting her to take the lead, and all of a sudden there was some very awkward little silence time, and I realized that I hadn't taught her how to take control and really go through the listing process and an appointment. And so I created a entire step-by-step process of how to take the listing, and it starts when they call in to the office, and you take that lead and you take all the notes and the information on the lead, and then you set up time to prepare for the appointment, prepare your market analysis, and prepare your binder, and then you go out and you preview properties for that listing appointment so you know what all the competition looks like. You look at probably the goal is anywhere from 8 to 10 other active listings that are in that specific neighborhood, if there are that many. And then you go to the appointment. You sit in your car prior to the appointment. You review your lead sheet to remember what the top three things that they are looking for from you as their agent are going to be, so that you can hit on those things a lot when you're doing your tour of the home. You say to yourself three times, I'm the best at what I do, I'm the best at what I do, I'm the best at what I do. Say, I will walk out of here with a signed listing agreement. You get out of your car. You walk up to the home. You find something to compliment them about the home. When you enter, you go in. You shake their hand. You then say, I'm going to set my information at the kitchen table. That's where we'll meet. The goal is to get them saying yes to you. That's a Brian Tracy deal. He says you should get your client saying yes to you five times within the first 5 minutes of meeting them by asking them questions that demand a yes. That's called a tie down. That's something I learned from Tom Hopkins. You set your stuff at the kitchen table. You take a tour of the home. You lead that tour. You're selling them on their own property as you go throughout the property. You get done with the tour. You come back to the kitchen table. You sit down, you ask them to get you a glass of water, again establishing your control of the situation. And then you get them sitting down and you say, I'm going to go through three things with you today. Basically, I'm going to go back over the information we talked about on the phone, make sure that we're all on the same page. Then I'm going to go through our marketing system and how we're going to get your home sold. And then we're going to talk about the market and the pricing, because that's obviously very important. And then we go through those three things, and at the end of that, we come to agreement on pricing, and we sign up the listing.
So you have a very formal, structured, standard, canned listing presentation.
Absolutely. It's called the Goldwasser Advantage Listing System. Everyone that works for my company uses the same system when they list a property. They get a listing binder, a full presentation binder. They get what we call it's called a blade. It's basically looks like a placemat, but it's got our entire system and the way that we work on that. The entire system is designed to give our clients an advantage over all the other homes that are listed on the market and get them the best price for their property.
In order to have that standardized across your entire company, you must have standardized your marketing, the marketing of the property.
Absolutely. Every home that we list is marketed the exact same way.
So the company is paying for that marketing so that the agents don't dispute what will and won't happen?
Correct. And the agents are charged a $250 marketing fee for each listing that they take. As long as the listing sells, they get that money back. If the listing does not sell, then they don't get that money back.
Does the agent have to pay that fee up front?
Yes, once they take the listing.
And then refund it at the closing?
Correct.
How many listings do you currently have?
We right now have probably 110 listings. That's total team, total company. Myself right now, I believe I have 12.
Over your career, how many listings do you think you've taken?
Probably well over 500. Total homes sold in my career is probably close to 1,000 at this point.
And that's you personally?
Yeah.
The total that you think your teams have sold in that time frame?
Probably close to 5,000 homes.
Do you practice buyer agency or buyer brokerage in Texas?
Yes.
Do you require that buyers sign a buyer agency before you'll take them out to show them homes?
Absolutely.
And are buyers required to sit down with you in an appointment prior to going out and looking at homes?
That is the goal with every single buyer, is to do a buyer presentation. We have a home buyer's guide that we go through with them to explain the process. Even if they bought a home before, we want them to know the way we work.
How long is that initial meeting?
30 minutes.
The result of that meeting is they understand what the process is and you have assigned buyer agency.
Exactly.
Do you show property right after that meeting, or is that scheduled for another time?
Usually the goal is to show them that day, do the meeting, and then show them properties.
Do buyers ever object to signing your buyer agency?
Absolutely.
And what do you do in those situations?
Usually what we'll do is we'll let them know that we'll take them out and show them properties that day, but that as long as everything goes well, that we're going to ask them to sign that document again.
You are doing a lot. You're juggling a lot of balls in the air. How do you keep control of your time?
A very disciplined, focused schedule. I make sure that I'm following my schedule every day. I have it in my Agent Achieve system, which is a top producer type of system. I just do everything I can to have all of my appointments, everything scheduled in there, and I follow it. I look at it every night.
How many hours do you think you work in a typical week?
Right now, probably 50 to 60 hours.
Do you have a business plan?
Absolutely.
How often do you refer to that business plan?
Every single day.
Do you do that in the morning? Do you do that in the evening?
In the morning. It's part of my morning ritual, is going through that business plan, staring at it, staring at my goals, going through my affirmations, my why. You know, really working on my mindset to get myself ready for the day and to remind myself why I'm doing what I'm doing.
What drives you?
Giving back to others, making a positive impact on the lives of everyone I touch. It's the initial thought that I have in the morning every single day. It's my wake-up thought that I utilize, is that it's an awesome day and I will positively impact the lives of everyone I touch. I love motivating and leading and making a positive impact on people. I love when they feel like they've gotten something from me that will change their life. You know, obviously I'm motivated by money as well, and my kids. I want to give them the best life possible.
Chad, you've done some extraordinary things in the real estate business in a very short period of time. Why are you successful?
Because I have a massively positive attitude. I learned very early on that I need to train my mind to really build my subconscious belief in myself, and in my transactions, bring that positive energy to every single one of my transactions. I am the, you know, the, a lot of times other agents will bring a bit of negativity. I am the positive light for my clients, for the other agents, for the other clients. My goal is to get everyone focused on what's good about a transaction so that we can get it closed. I think that's a huge reason for my success. Also, the fact that early on I learned visualization, I learned goal setting, I learned, you know, that I needed to stretch myself to think big and to really push myself to do great things, and I've done that.
If you were to advise a brand new agent just getting in the business, what would you tell them to do first?
Learn the market. Study and learn the market and get on the phones. Just getting out and previewing as many properties as you can. And then also doing open houses. I think those are open houses. I still do open houses till this day. They've been a huge source of business for me. And I have a very specific system for doing those open houses. Like I said, it's 15 signs. It's putting up a sign rider on Friday afternoon before the open house that says open Sunday 1 to 4 p.m. It's advertising on the internet, getting out and previewing 10 homes in that neighborhood so that I know what all the competition looks like, so that I can share with people what else is for sale in that particular area. I know the market well. I've got statistics on the market. I have an open house book that I utilize. Has a survey in it for those buyers that walk in the door, asking them about what they're looking for, what they think of that particular property, and if I can help them. You know, my goal is to convert them from just a buyer looking around to a client. So as a new agent, study, learn, and know your market better than anybody else, and get on the phones and start doing open houses.
I understand you wrote a book. Could you tell us a little bit about your book?
It was actually a book that was written called Some Assembly Required. I have a good friend who is a networking guru. The guy is amazing. He knows everybody in town. He and I became friends at Toastmasters, which I've been going to for years. It's a speaking club, and he and I became friends. And as my career grew in the real estate industry, he had written this book. And it was called Some Assembly Required, and it was about building your network and how to really build your network. And so what I did was I took it and I rewrote it for the real estate industry specifically, so that I could share with people how I was able to build my network in the real estate business, how I was able to build that network and make it really, really strong and continue to grow it and build it. The things that I was doing to keep in touch with my network, the things that I was doing to expand my network, everything that has to do with networking and building a strong, strong network of people that will refer you business. That's what it's about.
Can people buy that in the bookstore? Do they buy that direct from you?
They can buy it at Amazon.com. They can buy it directly from me. They can go to my website and purchase it there, which is my Goldwasser Institute website. It's goldwasserinstitute.com.
You're also speaking, teaching, and training. Tell us about that. What are you doing there?
That's something that I'm extremely passionate about. I saw a speaker in 2004 that basically blew my mind. This guy by the name of Vince Pacente totally changed my life, taught me a system for training my subconscious mind that I utilize to this day. And I just, after seeing him and seeing the impact he had on my life and the impact he had on the lives of everyone in that audience, I decided that I really, you know, I wanted to make that kind of an impact on people. And as my business grew and we got to, you know, really high levels of production, a lot of the agents that were in the Keller Williams system wanted to learn what we were doing. And so I started to speak and teach and share with other agents within Keller Williams. But not only within Keller Williams, I started, you know, speaking to other agents, you know, around the city, just putting on events where we would share how to sell 100 homes in a year. And people just, we had a really positive positive feedback on that. And I just grew more and more in love with it, more and more in love with speaking and teaching and making this impact on people.
Do you have anything else that you would like to talk about that I haven't addressed?
I think that one of the main things that people need to take away from my success and how I was able to achieve that success is through, you know, it's the positive mindset and how to achieve that and how to really train your mind and build that really strong positive attitude that helps you even when things are, you know, not going your way so much. And the way I was able to do that was through affirmations, through my daily wake-up thought. The wake-up thought is just simply the first thought that I think in the morning before I get out of bed to get myself on the right track, and then I follow that up with affirmations. I've written 20 affirmations about who I am and what I'm working to become that are very, very positive. I go through those every single morning. I stare at my goals every single morning and go through those and read through those. I think that if I can share anything with anybody that will really help them to lead them to the greatest amount of success is build that positive attitude. Fill your mind with great thoughts constantly through these affirmations and these staring at goals and reading really positive material. I think that's the one thing that has given me the opportunity to get to a high level of success in the industry.
Well, Chad, you have a massively positive attitude. You know how to set amazing goals and then achieve them. Your ability to bounce back from setbacks and challenges is impressive. Your optimism, character, and leadership attracts people to work alongside you as you push the envelope of our profession. You are an inspiration to all aspiring agents. Thank you again for being our top agent of the month.
You've been listening to the Mastermind Agent Interview of the Month Club, where top agents, rising agents, team members, and guests from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the club interviews at www.mastermindagent.com.